The next section is updated and opens the way for self-discovery. Today, I did or did not use my power. I learned this about myself. I used these support tools, took these action steps, and my results were. Yeah, this is where the rubber hits the road. Were you aware of your energy throughout your day? Were you influenced by outside stimulants? And then you went down into that fear rabbit hole, giving your power away. Did you use your power or did you not use your power? Just what happened? If you went into fear, not to worry. Do not judge yourself harshly. Instead, celebrate that you're aware now. Take your power back by infusing that situation and the people involved with love sincerely from your heart and transform that situation energetically right now. It's never too late. Remember this, it's never too late to transform energy within us to the higher vibration of love. It's never too late. Even years later, it's not too late. Now, when we're infusing someone with love energy, say we've got a situation that other people are involved and we are not happy with them, I will suggest to send love to the situation first and then send love to the people, maybe individually or as a group. And if you're too upset with them to move into that love vibration to send it to them, send it to the God part within them because everybody has one. Send it to the higher self because the higher self would never behave the way they did. Send it to the God part and keep doing it until you can send it to them. Because when you can send love to them sincerely from your heart and forgive what has happened, that energy sets you free. And so long as we're holding that pain and that suffering in our heart toward them, that resentment or that anger, that unforgiveness, we're blocked. We can't move past that. We have to transform the energy. And that's why infusing with love is so powerful. And if you do that and you're sincere and you can feel it and you're in the energy and 3 days later you feel anger again, do it again. Infuse them with love sincerely from your heart. This section reveals to you where you stand in life. What energy is dominant? Are you using your power or not? What triggers you? Where do your weaknesses lie? Is there a person who keeps popping up in this section, influencing your thoughts and your emotions in a negative way? When you're writing in your journal pages consistently, it's as if you're introduced to you. You learn who you really are. You begin to see and feel the light of the divinity within you. You accept yourself as you are and you learn to love yourself without judgment. Judgment does not serve you. Awareness serves you. Course correction serves you. Reconnecting with that divinity within, shucking the programming and the conditioning of the physical world, that reconnection serves you. Document here what you've learned about yourself. Handwriting of your experiences supports you to remember, to be more aware, to use your power and your support tools.